Director of Academic Technology, Dr. Susan Glassman-Fairley, will be presenting about sustainable learning, accessibility, and affordability.
Sustainable learning, accessibility, and affordability. Why do we care? Our students are diverse. They're diverse in a lot of ways. They're diverse by ethnicity. They're diverse by where they come from. They're diverse in their home language. They're diverse in their abilities. And they're diverse in how they learn. When I talk about accessibility, a lot of people go strictly to our surveying our students with disabilities. But we have to also access learning or make learning available to English language learners, to students who may need some scaffolding with their basic reading, writing, or mathematics skills, to students who have to see it to understand the content, to students that have to feel it in order to understand the content, or for students like me who cannot sit and think at the same time. I'm useless in meetings. I don't think sitting. If I'm not moving, my brain doesn't work. It doesn't make connections. There are about 10% of students with disabilities in most almost college campuses. Only about 15 to 18% of them will actually access any adaptation for a course. It's true that they graduate in a disproportionately lower amount, and it takes them longer to graduate. And we have to address that. We are legally and morally obligated to address that. We tend to address it with one-offs. You know, you have a faculty member gets notified they have a student with a disability, and they make some adjustments to a course or a document or a video or their syllabi. But we're missing a major opportunity by attacking it that way. Because we know how, we have now about 15 years, we know how to design courses that provide good quality learning opportunities for all students. So rather than have a course that we're doing a whole bunch of spending a lot of time and energy for one student here, one student there, a very small percentage of the students on this campus, who really, we all are, have some disabilities or have some special needs when it comes to learning. We don't learn alike. Some people need to learn slowly, deliberately, and think about it. Other people need to learn in like quick bursts and then get away from it. So we know how to do it. There's something called Universal Design for Learning, and it basically just says you have to have multiple ways of presenting content, multiple ways of students showing you how they learned, and multiple ways of engaging, challenging, and motivating students. This leads to courses that have students have more autonomy in and more choice, which we know contributes to achievement. We know how to do this. And the reason why we can do this, it is technology. What has happened is that there has finally been a break between text and content. You don't have to have print to have content. And that also helps us with one other thing. Textbook costs are going out of going up. 75% in the last, since 2006, over 1,000%. Since 1977, and when textbooks cost, then students don't buy the textbooks, even though they know their learning is going to hurt. They delay getting access to the textbooks because they're using their financial aid to buy their books. They forego significant amounts of learning. you know, they don't want to spend the money for the book that gives the access code so that they can do the homework. So they'll just start at 80% instead of 100%. They drop classes, fail classes, change majors, or leave school. It's not a joke. We know this. And we can do better. We know about open educational resources. We know how to build courses with them. We know how to publish them. You'll hear about that in the next 5 minutes. We know how to do it. So why should we care about accessibility and affordability? Well, educators, it's one of the few areas in the educational system that we have direct control over. We can do something about it. That's why we should care.